Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say hour in Chinese. Today, we have Bruce Ubbin from Hyperloop One joining us.
Hello.
你好。
你好。
你好。Bruce, you are in a very exciting journey with Hyperloop, and we know that it's a high-speed tube. Either people or stuff or animals can go through with very high speed. We are talking about 700 miles per hour.
That's right.
So that actually shortened the distance of the map. I remember Thomas Friedman had a book called The World is Flat, and Hyperloop is making the world even flatter.
And smaller, yeah. They make your lives bigger.
Oh, I spent so much time doing the check-in, check-out, security check, and then on the airplane and sleeping on the plane, having airplane meal. Now we are going to switch that to Hyperloop experience, and that will be much shorter and faster and more pleasant. Is that the plan?
That's the idea. The travel is broken and people are spending too much time in cars and waiting for trains and waiting for planes, and we want our time back.
Mm-hmm.
We waste too much fuel and time in this world on transportation, and there's something better.
Right. And now I know you're looking at quite a few different options across different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a little bit with us?
Sure. We have 7 studies underway right now. 2 are in Dubai, 2 are in Russia.
Right.
1 is in Finland to Stockholm. It's a big route there.
Right.
We're looking in the northern UK and in the port of Los Angeles in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how about the one in North England?
That would be passenger and freight along that northern powerhouse route there.
Right. So let's talk about a hypothetical case. For example, if we were going to do one between Los Angeles to San Francisco, and for the moment, the flight time is like 1.5 hours-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we were going to do Hyperloop, that would be about 30 minutes. So in this case, let's use that as a practice for today's Chinese lesson.
Okay.
The way to say 1 hour, it's 一小时.
一小时.
一小时. 一 is number 1. So easy. So whatever hours you want to add, you just put in front of 小时.
小时.
小时. 小 means small.
Like Xiaolan?
Yeah, the same sound. Xiao is the same sound, but the character is different.
Okay.
My Xiao, that means dawn, early morning. And then in this case, Xiao Shi, Xiao means small.
What is the Shi?
Shi means time.
Oh, small time, okay.
Yeah, small time. And then Xiao Shi, when you put it together, that means hour. So to describe 1 hour, you put 1 in front, 2 hours, 2 in front, 10 hours, 10 in front. So that's very easy.
一小时.
一小时, that means 1 hour. You get it.
Okay.
So people sometimes ask me, hey, you have small time. Do you have big time? What does big time mean? So big is 大. So 大时, is there something called 大时, big time? In fact, there was. Not anymore. There was big time. Because in ancient China, before they adopted the Western 24-hour clock, they actually had 12 hours a day. So from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., that's the first hour called Zi. That's the name of the hour, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
And then from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., that's another hour called Chou.
Okay.
So every 2 hours, they have 1 hour. That's called big hours, big time, 大时.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you are a Chinese scholar or Chinese doctor, you have to study medicine, study, of course, timing is quite important matter in Chinese medicine, and then you have to study this. But nowadays, modern people, most people already forget about that. So we say 小时, it's hour.
How do you say 2 hours?
两小时.
两小时.
两小时. And, okay, you have to remember that because later I'm going to ask you questions from where to where, how many hours that would take.
Okay,
so 一小时 means 1 hour, 两小时, 2 hours, 三小时, 三 is 3 hours.
三小时.
And then, of course, Hyperloop is so fast. Many places from A to B, it wouldn't take more than an hour. Sometimes it will only take 30 minutes. Like from San Francisco to Los Angeles. So in this case, to say 30 minutes, we say 半小时.
半小时.
半小时. 半小时 is a fourth tone. 半小时, half an hour. Right, now quiz time.
All right, here we go.
How long does it take from Los Angeles to San Francisco?
半小时.
With Hyperloop, 半小时.
Yeah.
How long does it take from Los Angeles to San Francisco by driving?
Oh, man, 10小时.
You're doing great. Yeah, 十, it's the same sound as time.
Oh, yeah, okay, so 十小时,
yeah. So how long does it take through Eurostar from London to Paris?
I don't know. 3 hours?
Yeah, you can say roughly 3 hours. I think it's about 3.5, but let's pretend it's 3.
三小时.
三小时.
That's a tongue twister.
三小时. Right, so how to say 2 hours?
两小时.
Perfect. Bruce, you are going to be fluent in Chinese in no time. Okay, let me add one more complication. How to say 1.5 hours?
Oh, no. wait, let me guess. Do you combine 一 and 半?
Yeah.
So 一半小时.
Yeah, it's almost right. I didn't tell you one more thing. 一个半小时. So we add 个 after 一, 就一个半小时.
一个半小时.
That's 1.5 hours. And then if that's 2.5 hours, we say 两个半小时. And 3.5 hours, 三个半小时.
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 Okay.
So Bruce, tell us about your exciting Hyperloop journey. When do you think the world can see the first result and performance?
Oh, wow. It's only a few months away. We've been saying middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a demonstration in Nevada at our test site.
Yep.
For a real working Hyperloop with the full vacuum and levitation and propulsion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the first demonstration of a new transportation technology since the Wright brothers flew that airplane in Kitty Hawk.
Wow, that's so exciting. I'm sure you will be there.
I will. The whole world will be watching. We're going to have 5 streams to China and India and Africa and Europe.
And you will have real people inside?
No.
Not
no
yet.
Inside. No, unless you want to go.
No, I was going to volunteer that I would like to be one of those people. Or maybe I can contribute my guinea pig.
You might have to wait for 2021, I think, for passenger operations. Somewhere in the world we'll have a few systems working by then.
Right, 2021. Okay, it's not too long. I will be very patient.
How do you say 4 years?
四年.
四年.
四年. 四 is number 4. 年 is the year. 四年.
四年. Yeah.
Yeah. So, within 四年.
Not 一小时. Not
半小时. No. 四年. No, 四年. Not 一小时. Not 半小时. In 四年, we will experience Hyperloop.
Oh, yes.
So much fun. I look forward to it. And I'm going to be there. Make sure the invitation is sent to me.
I will.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bruce. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you have as much fun as I had. We talk about 小时, hour in Chinese. And with Bruce Abin. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见. 再见, Bruce.
再见.
再见. 再见.